This is something I have been thinking about for a while. And it got highlighted for me over the last couple of weeks when I was exploring in Europe, as well as when I was at the Being Business Program retreat in Italy with my coach. And the thing that I've been exploring in my mind and kind of turning over and over is kind of twofold. It starts with this idea that our understanding of any one thing has so many layers and levels to it. So, for instance, I mean, you know, I've talked about 75 hard on the podcast, helping to deepen my understanding of the word and the action and the process of commitment. And I thought I understood commitment, and then I got it in a new way. I'm like, oh, now I get it. And that kind of process is just, it's limitless. There are so many deeper understandings that we can have around a same concept. And the concept I've been turning over in my mind a lot lately is honesty. I know what it feels like to lie to myself. I'm pretty familiar with that feeling, mostly because the first time it happened, it was just a really big kind of event in my life. And I remember thinking, like, when I admitted to myself what was going on, like, ugh, I knew it, but I didn't know it. If that makes sense, maybe you relate, maybe you don't. If you don't, maybe you want to look at that. But just this idea that when we're not being honest with ourselves, we can't change a lot. And in the Being Business program, the retreat that we were on, one of the nuggets that just felt like so much gold was the statement, all progress starts with the truth. And ooh, I get goosebumps just saying it now. I know how true that is and how true that really feels for me, where we have to get honest about where we are in any given moment in order to have forward motion, to have a different result than what we currently have. If we're lying to ourselves about where we are, it's kind of murky about where we're even headed. And to that same end, it's so important. And I'd say this is one of the things that holds people back the most in therapy or coaching. And it is that we are not being honest with the person who is supporting us because oftentimes we're not being truthful with ourselves. And sometimes we're being truthful with ourselves and we're kind of intentionally deceiving the person that's trying to support us and help us. I mean, I've had conversations with friends who have literally said, like, I've never been honest with my therapist. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how can they help you if you're not being honest? That just, it makes no sense. And I get it. Like, there have been so many times where I have had these like little white lies that I'll share to, like, you know, soften the truth or like massage the truth or just make it more digestible for somebody else. And I'm not always proud of those things, but I'm seeing just how important it is to be like in integrity in my own word and being truthful with myself. And oftentimes, when we're not truthful with ourselves or with other people, it's because we're trying to protect an image that we have, which I find fascinating. So, one of the things that I would encourage you to do if you're currently working with a coach or if you're currently working with a therapist, is just kind of gently ask yourself, like, where can I be even more honest? And that honesty will take you so far, so far. I mean, I've asked myself that question a lot in the last few weeks, and some of it is around like my health, some of it is around my business, some of it is around just my relationship to myself and to my body and all these things that I kind of want to believe are better than they are. But looking at the facts and taking the emotion out of it, like, okay, this is reality. Now what? To me, that feels like power. And this self-deception that we do is, it can be so sneaky. And that's why the idea of having layers and levels to self-honesty and then external honesty, I think, is important. Because maybe you're giving yourself a pat on the back right now. Like, yes, I've gotten so much more honest. And my response to that is, great. How can you get even more honest? Like, there are infinite levels available of new insight, new awareness, new understanding. And it's never like, okay, well, now I'm doing better, so I've arrived. Like, this is as good as it gets. That just doesn't happen in any particular area. And one of the ways that I've actually practiced kind of seeing this in real time, this deepening of understanding, is actually through rereading books, which, like, stay with me for a second, because I'm with you. If a year ago Christina could hear me talking about the idea of rereading books, we would be having a full-out brawl, because her motto was, there's not enough lifetime for all the good books that have to be read. And part of me still agrees with her. The other part of me is like, by rereading this book on, you know, personal development, personal growth, each time I read it, I'm reading it with my new level of understanding, my new level of awareness, my new level of, I'll say, consciousness. And I see new things in the same book that I've already read. I mean, for instance, before I headed out on the PCT last year, I read one of my favorite books that I read as a kid called Touching Spirit Bear. And that book as a kid felt really impactful. And reading it now as an adult, I was like, whoa, how cool that my understanding of this book has evolved as I've evolved. So maybe you don't love reading physical books. I'm not saying you have to go become a nerd and start reading all the books, going to the library, but audiobooks, all sorts of different things, right? Where I'm seeing, again, my understanding of the books I've already read changes as my perspective and my thinking changes. So this is my invitation for you today to get really fucking honest with where you are and the things that you keep saying that you want. And here's the beauty. Honesty does not mean judgmental. Boom! Separate them. When you can separate being honest with yourself from judging yourself for being in that spot, I have found that to be the most fertile soil for transformation to occur. And I, like many others, have had far too much practice in beating myself up and being hard on myself and I should know better and blah, 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 blah. It's not helpful. It really isn't helpful. I would never, literally never motivate a client like that. So why we try on ourselves is kind of beyond me. It's like this weird, just universal experience that people have in life. So there's nothing wrong with you if that's been the case. But getting honest, maybe it's finances. Maybe you have not wanted to look at finances. You're like, nope, we're going to sweep that under the rug and just pretend it's not a problem. I'd encourage you to get really honest. Look at it. When you look at things and you can create a plan, they get less scary. And maybe for you, it's your health. How is your health doing? How is your weight doing? Those things are not inherently tied, and sometimes they can be. Are you taking care of your body? Are you feeding yourself in a way that supports the goals that you have? Are you staying hydrated? All of these things can feel so trivial, but are so important to get a clear, clean, honest look at them. Again, with removing the emotion of what I think it means, but just, where am I? Maybe it's business. What is your business doing? How is it working? Are you kind of denying that it's not working? There are ways to get answers and get support if you are, but you have to be honest first. Like, that is the first step. And that's kind of what this podcast is about. Like, I will tell you, it is pretty scary to say what I'm doing isn't working. It gets easier the more you do it. I just saw a post actually the other day, someone calling themselves an accomplished failure. Like, they fail so much, they're accomplished at it. I was like, oh, I love that language. But really seeing the way forward is with honesty is something I'm working on, where I'm bringing more of my honest self, my honest thought process, my honest fear, my honest, you name it, not just to myself, but bringing it to my coach as well. Because the more honest I am with my coach, the more he can help me. And that doesn't happen if I'm not honest with them, right? So again, if you're working with any sort of support system, making sure that you're bringing the stuff that they don't want you to know about. Sorry, that you don't want them to know about. So a fun challenge that I will invite you into, make a list of all the things you don't want people to know about you. And just do that for yourself. Get honest on that. I have found that to be a really powerful exercise. It doesn't have to go anywhere. You don't have to then share it with the world. You can as a bonus challenge. But just to see, we aren't what we show to the world. We are what we hide. That leaks out in a lot of different ways. And I've just been fascinated by it lately. I think the more honest I can get with myself, the more my life will continue to grow and transform. And that's something that I look forward to, even though I know it's terrifying and I get a little nauseous thinking about it. So I've just really been thinking about honesty, getting honest with ourselves, getting honest with the people who are trying to help us. It's just a superpower. Like in of itself, honesty is the way forward. All progress starts with the truth. So if you enjoyed listening to this or had any insight, I would love you to share it with me at ChristinaSpinozzolaCoaching.com. At ChristinaSpinozzolaCoaching@gmail.com. Or the Walking Towards Fear podcast, WalkingTowardsFear@gmail.com. Let's have a conversation around what it means to get really honest in order to move forward. With that, I hope you have an awesome end of your day, or maybe the beginning of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.